Well, hello and welcome to the Day One follow-up show on WCBL and WCCK. And guess what? April showers are bringing the May flowers. We are sponsored by the Third Place Ministries, which is the United Methodist Churches in Marshall County, bringing this to you, our listening audience. And I'm your host, Lois Cunningham, and my co-host this morning is Rebecca Perdue. Rebecca, welcome. You've been on here before, but it's been a little while. I'm so glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Rebecca, for those who don't know, I'm going to tell them just a little bit, and you can fill in, but okay. Rebecca is a very talented lady. She is married to John Perdue, who has been on our program before, Dr. John Perdue. But Rebecca is also a local pastor, and she has Oakland United Methodist Church. But more than that, these songs that you hear in these breaks, Rebecca is our choir director, and the beautiful voice that you hear that stands out among all of them is hers. She is also part of the Paducah Singers, and we are so blessed to have Rebecca in our midst at doing anything because she is so talented. Rebecca, would you tell the audience a little bit about yourself or the things that you like to do or just whatever? This is your time right now.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. We are extremely blessed to be here. We are happy to be able to help however I can, and I have a pretty awesome choir. There's 10, 11 souls that lead worship every Sunday, and it's just fun to stand in front of you guys. And I've been at Oakland 4 years, and they haven't run me off yet, so that's good. And then I do enjoy singing with my friends and Paducah Singers. It's a group that cares about one another, and they like making music together. So I'm very, very tickled to be here in West Kentucky.
You know, you all just had a new place. It was... They're close to the Jackson House.
The Symphony Center. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's on Walter Jaton, and we have a rehearsal space there. And we have performed in the auditorium, which I've been told is haunted, but I haven't seen anybody yet. So I'm looking, keeping an eye peeled. But it's a good rehearsal space, and it's nice that it's been renovated, and it's in a neighborhood that where I had been before, and so there's a lot of history there. It's just a good thing.
It is, mm-hmm. And you all sound so pretty, and the acoustics is just awesome.
I mean, we enjoy it, and it's really pretty inside. I love
it. It really was a lot of space. Yeah, it really was, and I know that you are very well loved at Oakland. I've been fortunate enough to go there when you were preaching.
They love it when you preach. Thank you for that.
Oh, I was talking about when I heard you, because you were really good. So, yes, sometimes I am asked to fill in, and I enjoy it very much. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. You know, speaking of doing things together, Mother's Day is coming right up.
It is.
And
a week from Sunday.
Yes. So, at Calvert City United Methodist, they're going to have a joint service.
Right. Combined service at 10 o'clock, and it is a Mother's Day tea. And it's going to be a tea and a worship service. So, they're still working out details of that, but it's going to be a sweet time.
And so, kind of an informal time, yeah, because it's where we usually have our...
Right, in the fellowship hall.
Uh-huh,
our dinners. So bring your mama.
Yes.
Or bring somebody who is like a mother to you, and come on out. It's 10 o'clock on the 18th.
Yes.
No, the 11th, May 11th.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
It is, it really is. It'll be good. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it'll be worshipful, too.
And if you don't have someone close to you, bring someone you know that has no one around.
Right.
you know, you'll not only be blessed them, but you're going to be blessed yourself.
Right. It'll be good.
Everything's better when you share it.
I think so, too.
I really do. Everything's better when you share it. Oh, you know what that reminds me of? Graduation is in May for so many things.
Right. Our Sunday is the 18th. That's when we're celebrating our graduates on the 18th. But yeah, this is the month for that.
Yeah, don't forget. You know, people work hard and it's been a hard couple of years for whatever age you are, you know, and the teachers also. But this is pretty awesome, and this is how we grow and support one another, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we go any further, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Absolutely, my privilege. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're so good. We thank you that you love us with a love that we really can't even comprehend. We can rest in you and rest in your love, even when you direct us and you say, this person needs my love as well. Tell this person I love them, Lord. We just live in your love. And we thank you that you're good, that your word is strong, that it is living, that it is doing its work in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. We thank you that we belong to you. We ask you to help us to say a word, if it's your will, to encourage someone today, maybe somebody close by, somebody who's further away, Lord. We give you the thanks and praise for today. I thank you for this time. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
You know, with all this stuff coming up, don't forget, if you need a new outfit for something, or you want some books to read or crafts to do, maybe it's time to change the curtains or the pillows around the house or whatever that might be, go take a look at the New to You. You would be surprised how generous people have been for the wonderful things that they have donated.
There's so much.
Oh, even
and it changes
jewelry.
All the time.
It's just amazing. Even shoes, formal wear, you name it, it's there. Kind of keep that in mind. Go enjoy. Absolutely.
Oh, there's all kinds of treasures there. And I find something every time I go.
So do I. I do. Well, right now, Rebecca and I are going to take a break, but we will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we've been leaving off with John, the 21st chapter, and we're going to start with verse 1. Stay tuned.
And breathe.
Well, welcome back to the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. And Rebecca Perdue is going to start reading for us from John chapter 21. And if you remember from the what we've talked about, we had the empty tomb. And then we had Jesus showing up in the upper rooms, and, you know, he kind of surprised them all. He told them he was coming back, but it's kind of hard to put in your mind and understand that naturally. But we're going to pick up now, and it's called Jesus and the Miraculous Catch of Fish that Rebecca is going to share with us just in a moment.
Are you ready? Well, I'm going to read from the English Standard Version for, there's not really a reason, it just popped up. So this is John chapter 21, and I'm starting at verse 1. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? And they answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have some breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Wow.
That's 1 through 14.
Right. When I was doing some reading, they preferred to fish at night.
Yes.
I'm sure because of the heat.
Probably.
And
yeah.
So forth, you know, and the fish also.
Yeah.
So that, you know, does make a difference. And, you know, we talked about it during the break. Here they have been in the upper room, afraid to do anything. And
right.
Peter says, I think I'm going to go fishing.
Right. Let's get to work. Let's do something. Right. I can understand that. I mean, you can only sit in one place and be scared for so long.
Right.
And these are men. People, these were men that were worked with their hands. They knew all about physical labor, and you're only going to sit in a place for just so long. So I just can relate to that. You can only sit and stew and worry for so long, and then you got to go do something.
Yes, absolutely. Just to, well, get your mind off of it. Plus,
right.
I imagine they had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and feed their families, because we do know that they took their families with them, because
yes.
We've read scripture about that before.
Yes. Yeah, and you can just hear them saying, I'm going fishing.
Right.
And then they said, well, we're going with you. And it's
yeah.
interesting
that
they give a different, they talk about the disciples, and they're not the usual ones, is what I'm trying to say. You have, you know, Thomas, that we had just heard about, my Lord and my God, Thomas, and Nathanael of Cana,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, the sons of thunder, the sons of Zebedee, and then it just says two other disciples. So yeah. They're like, I can't remember. This is two other guys. The Lord knows who they were. I don't remember. Right.
And my husband, my late husband was a fisherman. And I know that that's something that they love to do and prepare for and, you know, keep their nets right. taut and, right. and so forth. In fact, my dad even taught me how to mend nets mm-hmm. one time, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow.
And that, you know, and that's a set of people. Even if you're fishing for pleasure, if you're coming up on a pier or on a creek bank or something and there's somebody else there, you usually say, have any luck? You know, so you have your own language. You know, you don't really usually go up and introduce yourself to them because everybody's fishing. So, and then they'll say, well, yeah, I've had a lot of luck with this, or no, there's no luck tonight. And so it's a group of people that understand. I know it's not hard to understand fishing, but it is a culture, even if it's just for fun. It's a culture, the whole idea of going out there and maybe and not fishing. I mean, that's not, I mean, not catching anything is not great. I get that. But there's something that's got to be good about being active and being on the water, doing what's familiar at night.
Yes.
And, you know, so they probably weren't brokenhearted at it, but then there's Jesus.
Yes.
You know, and then there he is. And it's like when he appeared to Mary Magdalene and she didn't recognize him. And it's daybreak and he's on the shore and they see him, but they don't recognize him either. So, and he calls out to them.
Yeah.
And children, friends, some people he says friends, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any? And they're like, no. So there's like, how you doing? Y'all having any luck? No. Well, why don't you try the other side? I wonder what they thought about that.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Well, we just tried that, you know, there wasn't anybody over there. There wasn't any fish over there. I wonder if that was the case. Who knows?
Well, nowadays, if somebody's fishing and somebody catches one, all these boats show up right mm-hmm. next to you.
Right,
real
right,
quick.
Right.
You know, so you're slipping them up in the side. But
yeah. And then, of course, after they weren't able to, after they were able to haul it in because there were so many. It says in verse 7, the disciple whom Jesus loved, which we usually know as John, says to Peter, hey, it is the Lord. Who else can do this but Jesus, right?
Yes.
And then we have Simon Peter doing what he does. He puts on his outer garment and because he was working. And he's like, I know, he's like, choo, he's gone. He's not walking on water this time. He's out there swimming to get to the shore. He, you know, he doesn't stop to say, we're going to be there in a minute and they're going to haul this in. He just goes. And I think that's a picture that I'd like to hang on to.
Oh, yes. And what they did, the reason that he put his clothes on, I'm sure it was probably hot. And they did that in case they had to get in the water and bring some of the fish or the net in. Mm-hmm. But whenever they would meet like that, as respect, they would put a garment on. They wouldn't appear to him without a garment.
Right.
So that's what the notes say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, well, with that, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back, please. Stay tuned.
Oh,
Well, hello and welcome back to the final session today of the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. Rebecca Perdue just read for us from John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. And we talked about where the disciples, some of them were out fishing, didn't catch any, and Jesus told them, throw the net on the other side. So they did, and he asked them to bring the fish. And so Simon Peter climbed aboard. He had dragged the net ashore, and it was full of fish. None of the disciples had asked him, "Who are you?" Because they knew this was the Lord. So, Jesus then, he just took the bread and he gave it to him for breakfast and did the same with the fish. And now, again, like Rebecca said, this is the third time he had appeared to the disciples. So I'm going to pick up with verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," Jesus said. "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him this third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and you went out where you wanted. But when you're old, you will stretch out your arms and someone else will dress you, lead you what you want to do and where you do not want to go." And Jesus said this to indicate the kind of a death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Three times. We've been talking about that a lot, where something that he really wants to get across, he repeats three times. And when you see that, that signifies this is something he wants us to remember. And this is why when you're in school or whatever, they'll tell you repeat it three times or write it three times, because it's important and it's something we need to remember. And he certainly wanted Peter to remember this, didn't he?
Yes.
He made sure it was him, Simon, son of John, feed my lambs, feed my sheep.
He was very careful to say his name three times, and he was very careful to ask the same question three times. And he gave an imperative. He gave a "If you love me, feed my lambs, tend my sheep." He says that three times. And of course, that's to, and you juxtapose that with the three denials that Peter said in public, standing around the fire earlier in the Gospels. And then here we have in front of the disciples, the same questions, the same number of questions. And it's Christ saying it this time. Christ, who has forgiven Peter, who loves Peter, who's asking him, do you love me? It's a beautiful thing. It's a it's an example of redemption, and it seems like a kind of a small thing, these three questions, but it's huge. It really is. And there's redemption in Christ, and he redeems us all day long.
Yes.
And all of our lives. It is his gift to us that we can never do ourselves. Peter couldn't have done this on his own either.
No.
And he'd been dealing with the pain of going, I, the risen Lord, I denied 3 times. When he needed me, I denied him. And then here comes Jesus, who knows him and loves him, and asks him 3 times, do you love me? So it's not a small gift.
No, it's not.
From Christ to one he loves so much. And he loves us as much as he loves Peter, which is hard to understand, really, to take in.
That's something that we need to hear several times.
Absolutely.
And I love to look at the commentary that's in my Bible, you know, at the bottom of the page. It's sort of split. And it says, for 15, where I started off, it said, more than these may have meant more than you love these men, more than these men love me, more than you love these things. The fishing gear, mm-hmm. so to speak. I mean, we can understand that. Some people just think that's a world.
Right, and that are his job. You love it more than you absolutely. Love the job that you do, this fishing job you have. Do you love me more than that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it also says, perhaps the second is best. For Peter had claimed a devotion above that of the others. And Peter did not take up the comparison, and Jesus did not explain it.
Right.
Feed my lambs probably means much the same as take care of my sheep. Mm-hmm. And feed my sheep. And in verse 17, you know all things, Peter replies, stress Christ's knowledge, not his own grasp of the situation, but the stretching out of the hands. You know, the early church understood that this was a prophecy of crucifixion when he told right. him to stretch out his hands.
Right.
And, you know, the kind of death that he was talking about, Peter would be a martyr. Tradition indicated that he was crucified upside down. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want to be crucified the same way. He didn't feel he was worthy to mm-hmm. be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of this just says so much. But here, Jesus has already died and had risen. And he is making sure that these disciples know what he wants them to do.
Mm-hmm. And he made them breakfast.
Fixed them breakfast, right. which means he ate with them.
Yes, and a charcoal fire. You know, he had a nice that nice little smoke on that fish. They had 153 large fish. Jesus said to bring some of your fish as well. And who knows where the bread came from, but you know it was tasty. And so just like he'd done twice before, he blessed the fish, he blessed the bread, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, which is reminiscent of what Christ does.
So, you know, actually, this does relate to us today. You know, he asked Peter to do this. Now then, as we become Christians and children of God and brother and sister to Christ, this is what we are asked to do throughout the Bible. And, you know, so keep that in mind. Be kind to one another. Let's not argue. There's too many other things in the world to argue over silly little things. And right now, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the word to help guide our ways and places that are dark and the past seems so thick. Thank you, dear Lord, for caring enough to come back to make sure we understand, and forgive us, dear Lord, when we don't always listen to what you have us to do. We pray, dear Lord, that you'll be with each and every person that is listening to this program. and those, dear Lord, that you're asking them to get in touch with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So for WCBL, WCCK, the Third Place Ministries that sponsor this program, Rebecca and I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful week.
Have a great week, and we'll see you soon, hopefully. Come see us.
Thank you. When y'all take care, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.